Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got your Taylor Swift tickets coming up in the next hour or so, just over an hour away from first but worst. We'll hook you up some nosebleed seats with the potential of getting upgraded to some really cool seats, and you'll be at the very first show of the Reputation World Tour that Taylor Swift is kicking off in Phoenix.
Upgrading.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Part-time Justin dropping off some coffee for Big Al Mac.
Yes, what's up? Good morning.
How's your knee, buddy?
Oh, it's so swollen. I think it's worse, okay, so I'm going to go.
Justin, you know I posted your knee.
You did?
I've told you multiple times to go to the doctor.
Did you go?
People think that it's dislocated.
It's not dislocated. Like, I'm bending it, working it.
Your
it works.
Can be dislocated in your
patella?
Off the socket?
Yeah,
your
patella, yeah.
Yeah.
Are they doctors?
Well, it's not a socket,
yeah. A bunch of people have said that, actually.
And again, how'd you hurt it?
I was pop locking and dropping it, and I forgot to lock, so I popped and dropped and fell on the floor.
The thing is, it wasn't that bruise and swelling.
It's
your knee
different.
The floor.
No,
it's something in there.
Something in there popped.
I said,
the doctor, I don't understand.
What I think it is, my diagnosis, and I'm not a doctor, but I think you tore your meniscus.
Yeah, you might have a torn meniscus.
You might have torn your ACL.
Something. Okay. All right. Well, I'm scheduling an appointment to go see a doctor today already.
You
I got
need
that
to go
down
today.
Yeah.
I don't get it with guys. You can have the worst injury and talk about it for days and still not go get it looked at.
Well, and the thing is, because last time I went, I had something bad with my leg, and they just removed it, and they said these are the stretches that you need to do, and this is what's going to hurt.
Hamstring is different than popping something out of its joint.
I just feel like I'm going to go in there, and the doctor's going to say, put an ice pack on it, elevate it, and that's it.
Maybe.
And I'm like, I spent all this money for you to tell me something that I could have gotten from WebMD. I do have insurance, but it's just like an extra pocket change.
You can get a tattoo.
And then, yes, girl, I can't.
Did he hit you back, the tattoo artist?
He did, actually. He's booked till April, so.
You know, he wanted you to time.
That's what he don't want you at all.
Give you time to think about it.
He don't want you to,
Justin wants to get a SpongeBob SquarePants tattoo on his shoulder, and my tattoo artist is dragging his feet.
Man,
you want to think about this real quick?
It's the cutest SpongeBob tattoo ever.
Well, Justin, get that knee looked at, man.
Okay, I am.
Seriously.
Oh, y'all looked at it, so it might be okay.
And don't go to WebMD.
I don't think it's okay.
Because WebMD will tell you you're dying because
I know.
Just
I
go to the
cancer.
Doctor.
I'm just kidding. All right, bye.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Justin. There's Justin wobbling off to the phone screening room.
His knee looks bad.
It was bad.
Right.
At first it wasn't. And then it got
really
purple, Kelly.
It's
here.
Well,
we need to
put
torn something
down.
Or something's popped out.
We need a doctor to travel out here because he's not going to go to the doctor.
Or a house call.
Put him in the car and take him.
Yeah.
I would, but I'm very busy.
Yeah, let's tell him we're going to take him out for drinks. Yeah. He always gets in the car if he said, let's go get drinks. And we say we're buying.
If you just say, I'm buying you something.
Yeah, he'll come. Okay. we'll take him to the doctor one way or another.
All right,
let's get to it, guys. The love experts in the building for
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My ex-fiance and I have been broken up about 2 years now. We both dated other people. Recently, I reached out for some closure. But I ended up texting back and forth, and just the other day, she came over to my place, and I made her dinner. The feels are all there. It feels normal. We broke up over an argument that led her to slap me 2 years ago, so I broke off the engagement. And so now my family and friends don't like her. I'm also afraid to commit to this again. I'm just afraid it's going to go back to the arguing, and the past will be brought up a lot. What do I do? I still love this girl. And I don't want to break her heart or lead us to something that's not there anymore. Mad Max.
Well, ask her. You want to try it again? Why wouldn't you want to try it again? Maybe she's had some anger management since then. Maybe she's matured a little. Maybe she realized, you know, she made a huge mistake and will never do it again. I don't know. I would give it a second chance if you still got feelings 2 years later.
And it was just a slap.
2 years,
he might have said something.
I'm sorry. If a man had done it, you wouldn't say just a slap.
Yeah,
that's true.
Right.
Very true. Okay,
let's be fair.
No. But do we know what he said to her?
We don't know the situation. I wasn't there. But, you know, I think after 2 years, if the feelings are still there, it's worth exploring. Mm. Here's a mistake you make. You tell everybody. You spill your guts to all your friends. And they're piling on. She's crazy. I would never. And now here you are wanting to get back.
That's what makes it so hard to get back.
That's what makes it hard when you tell everybody.
Say the bad stuff.
Right.
So I give you my vote for giving another try.
I don't know.
I do. It's been 2 years.
I don't, I,
It's been 2 years. Well, Al, I'm most, but it's been 2 years.
You do a lot of growing in 2 years.
And there's still feelings there.
Yeah.
So why not explore it? I'm not saying jump back into, they were engaged, right? Yeah. Don't jump back into an engagement, but date each other again. Why not?
Have you ever been slapped by a girl, Al?
No.
You haven't?
No, sir. No,
I've never been slapped or hit.
Never been slapped. No.
I got slapped when I was 17. 17 years old.
That was because you lied.
Yeah. Lied about my age.
Yeah.
I got, She
feel slappy?
Yeah.
Wow. Backhand or forehand?
It was the forehand.
The forehand,
yeah. And I saw it coming.
She did a wind up?
Yeah, it was like a wind up. And I was like, is she? Boom. I didn't even have time to think about it.
Yeah, but you knew.
I deserved it.
You knew you deserved it.
Oh, I deserved it. I lied to her about my age. I deserved it.
And she was much older.
Yeah.
I've never slapped a romantic partner, but I have slapped a guy, but it was not someone I dated.
She was in her 20s.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, but that's bad because I was, again, a minor. I was 17.
Make you slap your mama.
No, Al, none of that. But still.
Still.
I deserved it, really.
I would give it another try. Just date her. Don't have to rush into anything. It's been 2 years. What's the rush now?
Right.
But go ahead and date and see where it goes. It might end up fizzling out, saying, you know what? That wasn't really what I thought it was going to be. Or she might show you signs. You know, right now it's all sweet because she's on her best behavior. Just had dinner. And she might show you signs that, hey, that crazy girl's still in there.
Crazy.
So, okay.
That's the thing. You'll quickly be able to tell.
Yeah, you'll be able to tell if it's right or not.
There you go.
Look at the eyes.
You have Kelly's blessing.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been happily married for a few years, and we have several sets of married friends, but we have one set that is not married yet. James and Jessica. Oh. James was the best man to my husband in our wedding, and they are truly best friends. James and Jessica have two kids together, and they found out that they were pregnant with their first child after only 3 months of dating. Shortly after, James asked Jessica to marry him, and they moved in together. They're now almost to the 6-year mark in their relationship, still not married. Jessica has begged for James to marry her, and for a while now, and didn't understand why James wouldn't commit. But over the course of the past year or so, I've noticed several things that I would consider to be red flags in this relationship. Jessica nags him constantly. She talks down to him when me and my husband and I hang out with him. She makes derogatory comments about James on social media. She talks about him not marrying her on social media. Just a few weeks ago, James finally gave in and agreed to marriage. They will be getting married in just a few weeks, and my husband and I can't help but to feel that he's only marrying her due to the pressure she puts on him.
He gave
it's
up.
Been 6 years.
Everyone tells them that they need to get married because it's the right thing to do, but
it's
my
husband 6 years.
I know, right? My husband and I are of the opinion that just because you have children with someone doesn't mean you should marry the person.
Oh, Lord.
Is it in our place to say something?
No.
We believe marriage is a lifelong commitment, and we would hate to see this result in a horrible ending.
Mind
please help.
Your business.
Thank you, Kelly.
Mind your business.
One more time.
Mind your business.
Uh-huh.
We were done.
Yeah,
said
one more
time. Right. That
okay,
was
I
it.
I did. You know, black people, we like to go one more time.
It is not your place.
It's your time.
She's pressuring him. He engaged 6 years ago. She should be pressuring him to marry her.
But
he promised and then fell through. So finally he's coming through 6 years later and now you're saying what's the rush?
But
you're not saying they should break up. She's not saying they should break up. She's just saying they should get married.
Right.
Oh, despite the fact they have a child together because that's out the window. Everybody's doing it now. Mind your business.
Maybe you should be looking out for her because she's the one that's been waiting so long.
Maybe you should
not look out for her. Just don't even. Just keep your mouth shut. What good's it going to say?
Not your pig, not your farm.
Oh, my gosh.
They want to say something. Yeah.
Should you say something? What you going to say?
None of your business.
None of it. None of you.
See, question has been answered just like that.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
Damn.
I met this boy on Bumble, and so far things are going well. We've been on multiple dates, all ranging in activities, and I've had a great time every time I'm with him. However, I seem to be having some doubts about him. I'll be honest. I'm very forward, outgoing, exceptionally loud. He's very shy, reserved, and unfortunately suffers from constant anxiety.
Oh, he sounds like a barrel laugh.
I am very understanding of everything that he's going through and the anxiety that he deals with, but it bothers me when he isn't confident about himself or takes charge when he doesn't take charge in certain situations because he's too nervous or scared. He's even told me that he gets so nervous around me because he thinks I'm out of his league. At first, I thought this was kind of sweet, but now I feel like he shouldn't think this way because he's really a catch, and I want him to understand how great he is.
He's a bundle of anxiety. He can't take charge and doesn't know what he wants. That's a catch?
Yeah, I want to keep pursuing this possible relationship.
Go ahead.
But I've always dreamed of the ideal relationship where a man is confident, decisive, and in control.
Then go find out.
Is this something that could be a deal breaker down the line?
Yes.
Or am I overthinking this?
No.
Or do you think this is something that can be cured?
No.
He checks so many boxes.
No, he doesn't. You're making him check the boxes because you got somebody to hang out with.
Please help me. I don't know what
to
do.
Okay, I've already answered your question. Go swipe on somebody else. It's a bad match. You got somebody that likes you enough to hang around with you a little bit.
But he's not.
Boxes is he checking off except for breathing?
Yeah.
He's breathing and he's there.
And he blinks.
Okay, that's two boxes.
He blinks.
He blinks.
He blinks.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you want a man that's, you're too much better than me. No. You want a man that's equal and, an equal partner or somebody that's even, gives you something to rise up to, not drag down to.
Can confidence be taught?
No.
No, it can be developed.
You can get it within yourself. You can't teach somebody how to be confident.
You can teach someone else. Yeah, you can fake it till you feel it.
You can develop that, but this is not a match. This is just somebody who's there, so you don't have to swipe anymore. And there's no more work.
Maybe he's rich.
He is a seat filler.
Oh, you're going to end up resenting him when he doesn't stand up. Yeah. And every time you go into a restaurant and the maitre d' says, how many? And you both sit there quiet because you're waiting for him to say something.
Yeah.
He's not. You finally say, two. You're going to start just those little things.
Yeah.
Those little things that mean nothing.
Yeah. Reservation's in your last name.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Please. I'm sure he's a lovely person.
He's not sure.
He needs some therapy, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe he needs someone who's not as fabulous as you are, not as dynamic as you are. Yeah. Someone that doesn't make him feel intimidated. You need a man that says, girl, that's my woman. Put that spotlight on her. She's awesome. And look, I'm so lucky I get to be with her.
Yeah.
But hey, if you're happy, if this is enough for you, if this is worth settling for, then go ahead and settle. Women have settled for less.
Very true.
But I personally... Uh-huh. Go out and swipe a little bit more.
Okay.
There you go.
Keep on trying.
Keep on swiping.
Keep on swiping. Swiper, more swiping.
Yep.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Kelly's fired up, and this is not going to help.
All right. From the text.
Here we go.
From the text. Kelly is so savage this morning. Oh, wait for this one. Yeah.
I don't think I'm being extra savage.
We need a little savage
sometimes
in love letters.
I think the answer might be obvious, but I think it helps when Kelly just says it. Mm-hmm.
You have to hear it.
Yeah. Sometimes people need to write a letter, because I think when you're going through it, you're so caught up in it.
Yep.
And then when you write the letter, go back and read it before you even send it, and you might be like, oh, I know what she's going to say about that.
Yeah.
Because reading this, it's like, how have you been dealing with this girl? Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
All right.
I have been dating my boyfriend for exactly 1 year. Everything's great. I'm in college, so we're doing long distance, but everything has been amazing. I'm completely in love with this man. But recently, I've started to feel a little insecure. I've never met any of his friends during this 1 year.
Well, they're long distance dating.
He always shifts the blame to me by saying I'm busy or need to study.
Yeah.
But seriously, I've asked to meet his friends so many times. Just this weekend, he asked me to drop him off at a bar so he could meet up with one of his guy friends.
Yeah. I thought they were long distance dating, so they're not?
He didn't invite me, so I didn't want to push and look desperate. I also gave him the benefit of the doubt by saying maybe it's a guy's only night, but his friend brought a girl with him.
I'm starting to feel like he's
embarrassed of me. I've introduced him to a few of my friends, so I just don't see why he keeps making excuses. Is this normal, Audrey?
No, it's not normal, Audrey.
I'm
afraid you're a side piece.
Okay, either he is embarrassed about you and you're a moped, he's got another girl.
I'm sorry, a moped?
We have her phone number.
You know what a moped is.
We have their phone number. I always want to call them.
I'm sorry, a moped's what, Kelly?
Fun to ride, but you don't show them around to your friends. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's either that scenario or he's got somebody else.
Yeah.
Listen to your letter and listen. A man is proud of his woman and wants to show her off to his friends.
Mm-hmm.
Don't settle for this garbage. And women have to go through it. There's no matter what I tell you right now, you're not going to listen to me. You're going to do what you're going to do. You're going to keep seeing him being his little moped, and that's fine.
Or side piece.
Because you've got to learn these lessons for yourself. But hopefully you'll learn them sooner rather than later and won't suffer too
much. You're not in a relationship when you're not a part of his life.
Yeah.
With the friends and the family.
No, he's not proud of you. He doesn't look at you as his girlfriend.
What if she's a moped side piece?
Ooh. Oh. Not only are you a side piece, but you're also, he's embarrassed.
He's embarrassed of his side piece.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's...
Now, dudes, Kelly's right. Dude, on a serious note, dudes want their friends to see
look
their
what I
woman.
Got.
Yeah.
Look what dude, I got.
Oh. When I'm dating someone, I can't wait to introduce them to my homies. I can't wait.
I wouldn't go out back in the day unless my wife, or girlfriend at the time, Kenzie, could go with me.
Yeah.
Because I want my boys to be like, yeah, look at this blonde girl.
That's right. I want my friends to say when she's gone to the bathroom or whatever, man, she's a hottie.
Women deserve that. I love when a guy's friends love me and look at him and tell their guy friend, you're so lucky. I love that.
Because if my boys don't like you, guess what? We ain't going out again. I'm sorry. We're not because you might be blinded,
but they'll be looking at her different eyes.
Yeah.
And there'll be people that say, "Damn, I'm sorry, JC, but you reached with your wife." Yeah. Don't be sorry.
Yeah.
I know. Right? Of course, I reached.
Yeah. Don't settle for that.
Yeah.
I know it's hard when you're in college and you.
Yeah.
I get it. You think this is love?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, baby girl.
And it is to you and your young interpretation of what love is and should be.
Mm-hmm.
You'll learn.
But
he asked you to drop him off at the club.
And there was a girl there.
Boy and his girl. Oh, my goodness.
We actually gave her a call in the back and left her a message. Hopefully we can get her on the phone.
Because
she doesn't deserve that.
No, she doesn't.
She won't even get her. She comes in the bar.
You know what? She does deserve that because that's what she's accepting.
Well, maybe she needs you to
demand more.
Finally tell her.
It's hard when you've allowed something to go on for a long time and it's just kind of become for a year and you think things are great until you realize.
Some good advice today, Kelly.
Well done, Kelly.
Letters and some good advice.
Thank you. I'm sorry I was savage. No,
and you know what? Along the lines of you saying write the letter or write something and send it in or write it and throw it away, there's a study that came out that said if you have negative thoughts or something bad going on in your life, write it down on a piece of paper, literally throw it away. Mm-hmm. And I know it sounds easy, but psychologically speaking, and research shows that it can be effective. And they found that they mentally discarded that thought as well. Right. Or you could take that and turn it into a love letter and send it to Kelly, and then she'll tell you the truth.
And I'll ball it up and throw it away.
KidNation.com is where you do that if you want to write a love letter to Kelly.
Do it.
And, Jenna had a weird day yesterday.
I had a weird, weird day.
Lots of nudity.
A lot of nudity. Not mine.
Not at the gym, not at her home. Jenna's just out and about seeing naked people.
Unexpected public nudity.
How can we be a part of this naked world? Jenna will tell us next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, there we are. There we go.
Sorry, we were looking at some Black China booty photos.
Oh, you're looking at the tape?
I'm sorry. No.
Because she had that tape.
She's on the beach, and she's doing a staged photo op, you know.
Okay.
I'm just on the beach, and paparazzi happened to be here.
When is it going to go in the opposite direction?
It's got to go in the opposite direction. These are obviously injections, implants, something. This is not natural.
Well, when someone's not fit, and then their butt's like,
wow.
That is the butt augmentation. Yeah. One of the fastest growing cosmetic surgical procedures.
Well, there's a point where it's too much. I get it. I'm so flat. I could use a little. I could
there's
use a little.
There's two ways to do it. The more natural way I've heard is when they do injections, like filler. You get a lot of filler, not the implants.
Yeah, what is this?
They have fat grafting procedures. So they take your body fat and put it in the booty. Just like that?
They can do that. If you have enough fat, they take it from other places. If not, they use the same filler that they would put in your face, but you just get a lot of it in your butt.
Can you burn that off?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, your body dissolves that fat at some point. So that's why you notice like a Kardashian butt.
Uh-huh.
That can change a lot because I think they're getting, Kim might be different, but I think what they're doing is getting filler so that way sometimes it doesn't always look as fake as other times, right?
So
when
like,
you've seen her
it
butt.
It settles, maybe.
Yeah, because it's like if you get injections in your face, or your lips, it goes away at some point because your body dissolves fat. Well, it just depends.
So if you stretch the skin.
These are fresh.
Yeah.
Black China's had done.
Hers look like implants.
It's a lot.
I
remember seeing photos of Nicki Minaj that one time that her butt implants had like flipped over. So it.
Oh, have you seen that video? The lady that can flip hers.
Yeah.
Oh.
She can flip her implant.
I think she got it in South America.
Squeezing my butt.
And so it goes from round booty, and then she can flip whatever she got up in there, and then it's like a flat booty.
No.
That's like a stripper trick.
Yeah, I think she was a dancer.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. pretty cool, though. It looks, the video was a very interesting video.
I would consider getting a little something-something. I would.
Yeah.
Your booty?
A little something-something. I have nothing. It is so flat.
It's endearing.
I spend so much time trying to get myself a butt, Kelly. It's like all I do.
Well, I guess I should
need to keep focus. One.
Yeah. Be thankful for what you got.
I'm thankful I can sit.
Yeah,
I'm thankful that, you know, I'm thankful for
my
butt.
You can
I have
sit.
One.
Yeah, be thankful.
You got a butt.
Yeah, you got a butt.
It's there.
I saw some butt yesterday.
Yeah, speaking of butt. Jenna been seeing butt.
Oh, my gosh. It was just, I don't know what was in the air yesterday. It wasn't like a full moon kind of day or anything, but it was a full moon, actually, for me. I had a bunch of errands to do. I'm in my grooming phase because I'm going to the beach, so that means I have to get my hair done and waxed and painted and all sorts of stuff, right?
You got to plan ahead or something?
Yes. Okay. Guys, we usually spend like the entire week before we go on vacation grooming so we can look good on vacation.
Yeah.
So we just pack up and go.
Yeah.
Jenna wants to have a smooth vacation, apparently.
Yeah, Hey, Al, single girl in the winter, I need some grooming.
Gotcha. Noted.
So yesterday I went to get my hair colored, and when I was finished, I went to the bathroom.
It looks great, by the way.
Thank you. The bathroom is in the back hallway, and it's connected to a coffee shop, and there's two bathroom stalls. They're men, women. You know, it's not like a women's bathroom that you walk in. You just, like, go in the single stall. And so I opened the door for the first stall, and someone has not locked the door.
Yeah.
But what I see is a man standing like he's peeing, pants all the way down around his ankles, except the back of the toilet is off and he's tinkering. I'm thinking, okay, I shut the door really fast. Like, what did I just see? Did he clog the toilet, stand up naked, and start trying to fix the toilet? Who tinkers nude? Who tinkers naked?
Because he's probably flipping out.
Why is he tinkering with his pants around his ankle?
He panicked.
Well, you tinker when you tinkle.
It was so strange. And so I went into the other stall, I sat down to pee, and the whole time I'm thinking about it. And I'm like, I haven't heard him flush it. I haven't heard him leave. I don't want to see him
tinkering.
In the hallway. I don't want to see him.
Yeah.
So I walk
tinkering.
Out. He's standing in the hallway quietly waiting on my bathroom.
Tinkering?
Like, I don't know what happened. Maybe he wasn't.
Well, it wasn't working.
I don't know.
Pants pulled up at this point?
Yes, I just kept my hands
underwater.
So when I leave, I had to run to the mall and go to the makeup store and get a couple of things. Yeah. So I do my thing, you know.
But, by the way, is that the first naked man you've seen in about a year? Yeah.
No marbles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You mean is that? No. If you're asking if anyone has gotten naked for my viewing pleasure, no.
Okay.
So, I haven't given up hope yet. I'm positive, right, Al, that things are coming our way?
Yeah, this is going
to
be the month.
Okay, I go to the mall. I'm not going to bore you with the fact that I spent an entire paycheck in Sephora. So I leave. I was, like, being very good with my time. I leave, and I go into the parking lot. I'm parked outside of Nordstrom, the department store.
Yeah.
Like, nothing, just not in a weird, obscure part where people, like, go up to the roof. And I get in my car, and I'm talking to my guy friend on the phone, and I look at the car next to me. There's a couple having sex. Are you kidding me? And I'm sitting there, I'm like,
so they were tinkering too.
Oh, making out. Yeah. I see a little bit of nudity, but I could tell what they're doing. I mean, she's sitting on this guy's lap next to
my.
Me, and I'm like right outside the department store.
Oh,
daytime.
Oh,
it's no. three.
Huh. Three in the afternoon.
Did
you take pictures?
No. Of course, I did what any normal person would do, and I got off the phone so I could try and take a photo. And then they both look at me. I'm like, oh, now you look at me? Now you look at me when I'm trying to take a photo? I don't understand what's going on in the world. Why I'm seeing, I just saw a lot of things I didn't want to see.
That is nuts. I've never, you know what I mean. I've never run into that. Yeah, sorry you had to see that, Jenna.
It was crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, three. Three
I was
naked.
Like, I get it, okay? Yeah. I get it. I'm not doing that.
Naked's naked. Oh, it's not bad naked.
Right. What a weird day.
Very weird day.
Just a strange day.
Interesting day, but weird.
Yeah. Weird. It had me all hyped up.
Yeah, I bet it did. Kit Nation, we have your Taylor Swift tickets. We're calling this contest first but worst, and you can keep your clothes on.
Yes.
We're going to give you some nosebleed seats.
Please do.
With the potential of upgrading you. Your chance to win those tickets is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have a huge celebrity in studio. We'll get to that in a second. just 1 second, because right now we want to send you to see a celebrity. Uh-huh. Taylor Swift, the Reputation World Tour kicks off in Phoenix, and we want you to be at the very first show. Here's the thing, though. This is called First But Worst. What we need you to do is give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us what three songs are in this montage.
Crimson red paint on my lips, baby. Like a bad one, too.
One more time.
Crimson red paint on my lips, baby. Like a bad one, too.
So if you know those three songs,
okay,
give us a call, and we'll start with caller number 13 and keep going until we find a correct caller.
Your hands are shaking trying to dial that number. I know you're so excited.
I know. Right? You're going to win those tickets. You know the songs. You listen to all her music. You just got to get those right, and you'll be on your way. So just got this text message here. Kelly Raspberry,
yes.
Twitter shout out on Good Morning America.
I wonder which one they pick.
Really?
That's so exciting, isn't it?
It's a reaction to the Bachelor finale.
Yeah.
I wonder which one it was.
Because Kelly had a bunch of them. In fact, you were a little...
I tweeted a lot.
You felt like, because the local news used one of your tweets.
Yeah, and I didn't even think they used my best one. I thought I had some pretty good ones. But that's okay. I was happy they mentioned me, because Sean Lowe lives in the same town.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so people follow him whenever he's live tweeting the Bachelor. And so they put up his tweet in mine. So I was like, oh, that's really cool.
That's
local
cool
news.
Right, right.
But to be on Good Morning America, I wonder which one they picked.
I'm sure we could find the screenshot of it. Which one do you think was your best tweet?
I don't know at this point.
You would have to look back.
At this point, I'd have to look back, but...
Trey's looking for it.
I was really... I'll tell you what I was really shocked at.
What?
You know... Are we talking Bachelor here now?
Yeah. We can talk about it.
So, they have to pick up where, you know, Monday night left off, where Ari dumped...
From the Brad Law firm.
Becca, and then she's sad, and they keep filming her. They follow her to the airport. They are filming her on the plane.
Are you going
to... They booked her...
The worst.
In a middle seat.
Don't you... No, what?
They put her in a freaking middle seat.
In coach.
They put her in... Okay,
in a middle seat.
Yeah, in the middle.
Coach
meanwhile,
middle?
Horrified.
And my wife was like, well, maybe the plane was full. And I was like, yeah, but you could clearly tell the cameraman is sitting on an aisle seat because he needs all that room for his butt to be sticking out.
She's
while he tapes her.
In a middle...
Middle seat.
Seat to add insult to injury.
Bachelor, this girl just gave you the... biggest ratings boost you've ever gotten in your life, because
Ari
she got
did.
Well, Ari, but well, she's the one that took the brunt of it.
Yeah,
and you give her a middle seat.
I was horrified by that, and I was horrified by the way the whole night played out. It was shocking. I was so happy they brought out some of the past Ari's other contestants: Becca Martinez, Kendall,
Becca
Caroline,
awesome.
CN, Tia.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can speak the truth. Unfortunately, you know, Becca, now we all know with cats out of the bag, somebody was mad at me for live tweeting. They said, you have to respect the 24-hour rule. No, then just don't follow me for tonight.
Yeah.
Turn off your Twitter.
There's a spoiler here in a second.
Becca's not allowed to be ugly and to be as real as she should be because
right.
Guess what?
Here you go. This is why.
Congratulations.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor to introduce the new Bachelorette, Becca.
It was easy too, honestly. Once I got past the initial heartbreak, at the end of the day, the show is about finding love. That's all I want to do. I have so much love to give, and so hard yes all around.
So she's definitely not going back to that stud ex-boyfriend of hers that came back to try to get her.
Yeah, she has, you know, whatever happened
guy.
Between them, that's fine. I don't know, but it was just a fun...
I like that she's that kind of girl that once it's done, she moves... She moves on. She's forward.
I kind of wish she hadn't done the Bachelorette thing. Because you remember, they brought out Molly and Jason.
Yeah.
Who originally pulled the same stunt in a different way. He broke up with
Melissa Reichman
off camera, then finished it up on camera. But we didn't see all the painful, real-time, no-edit breakup, which was horrible.
Yeah.
But instead of taking on the role of Bachelorette, Melissa, if you remember, went on and did Dancing with the Stars.
She killed it.
And... best career decision she could have made.
She won, didn't she?
Or she didn't win the first time, but she came back and did Dancing with the Stars, All Stars,
and
won.
That one.
She went on to be a correspondent for Good Morning America. She went on to do all these great things and kind of shed the Bachelor and Bachelorette franchise, which I think is the smart thing to do.
And now she does a morning show on TV. She's doing great, everybody worked out.
You know, this too shall pass. Everybody hated Molly and Jason at the time, and now who cares anymore? And all these feelings we have against Ari and Lauren, we'll forget.
It'll go away.
But right now, it's horrifying and shocking, especially when you find out. Here comes Lauren bebopping out. Well, what are we? I don't want to go out of order.
Yeah. First, Ari went back to Ari went back to Lauren first, and this is when he was still with his fiance.
Yes.
He went. He hasn't broken up with her, right? Or had he broken up with her?
Okay, here's where the lie was revealed.
Because we don't know exactly.
They busted him on his lies. He called Lauren and found out, will you take me back if I break up with...
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So when he showed up at her house acting like, I'm going to throw up, I've got so much anxiety, he already knew she was taking him back. That's a lie he was busted on. So that's... He didn't break up with Becca until after he knew Lauren was okay and going to give him a chance.
Take him back.
Yeah.
Exactly. He was hedging his bets.
Yeah. Becca did call him out for what he did. This is Becca and Ari talking. First time they've seen each other in person since the breakup.
I do regret proposing that day because I wasn't fully ready.
And why did you?
I think the pressure of this, the pressure of being the bachelor, knowing that there's a timeline and having to make that decision on that day.
But you always have a choice and you didn't need to make that choice.
I know, and I own up to that. That's on me. That is totally on me. I have no excuse for that. I apologize for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge moment in your life, in my life, in everyone's life. It's something that people dream of, and you robbed me of that. I'll never have that first engagement, the first proposal again.
He didn't rob you of the proposal. He just robbed you of the marriage and the wedding. You got the, you know, it was just all a lie.
Just tainted.
Short-haired Becca, which is who Kelly thinks
Becca
is
Martinez.
Martinez. She's the one that they thought was missing, but she was at a pot farm.
Yeah, she's a 22. now she's 23, and she has the best statement earrings. I want to cut off my hair just so I can wear statement earrings.
Yeah. She has been calling Ari out on Twitter
a lot. She's so good, and she called him out last night.
She called him out last night.
Live TV.
She said he snuck into her DMs.
Yeah.
Like when he was engaged.
Yeah.
And we actually got a text. Jenna, didn't Ari slip into the DMs?
Yeah.
He's supposed to be engaged.
He is horrible. And she's called him out. Wow. She says he's manipulative. And, you know, now her eyes are open. You've got this veil over your eyes, which Lauren continues to have. Because here's the big scoop, everybody. She didn't watch the episode where Ari dumped Becca.
We chose not to watch it, is what they said.
They chose not to watch it. Because it's easier to keep your head buried in the sand and to face the reality.
Oh, boy.
And she's sitting there saying, he was honorable. He did the right thing.
No.
And I admire his bravery. Yeah, Lauren. Oh, and now what are they doing? Jumping on a plane and leaving the country so she doesn't have to see it.
Big
it's the biggest scam.
As a
it's her loss. I mean, she's the one that has to be with him.
True.
So, I shouldn't say that. That was rude. I shouldn't have said
it. Yeah, so I mean, it doesn't bother it doesn't bother me. She's the one that's signing up for that.
Well, even the girl said, don't be mad at Lauren. She still, to this day, has no idea what happened because she won't watch the episode because Ari pulled the biggest player move of all time.
Ever.
Val, you were a player. Would you not try to get your girl not to watch what you did?
I would take every TV in the house and just discard, throw them out.
Bye.
Bye TV.
Bye TVs.
Bye internet. I'm going to go live in a hut somewhere. My woman's not going to watch that.
It was awkward.
Do you have any
of the audio of the girl, like Becca, calling him out on when they were all piled on that couch talking to Chris?
Not Becca Martinez.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, you could go on her Twitter and see. She does all the calling out she did on TV. It's on Twitter.
I love her for that.
She is a superstar.
She is going to do great things.
I'm team Becca M.
And Jenna, you thought for a minute that he probably didn't even pick anyone because he was sliding in everyone's DMs, apparently.
Yeah, he was acting like a single... He's acting like a single guy. I mean, there's still part of me that thinks he's just getting into the fame, you know?
Well, it's ridiculous. They've already put the house, they're buying a house in Arizona. She's moving there. And Becca had to give back the Neil Lane ring because that contract was broken. He gets down and proposes. It was the most...
Yeah.
With a Neil Lane ring.
Neil Lane of the ring.
Got another Neil Lane.
I don't get why people just throw proposals around
it's
left
ridiculous.
And right. Because, I mean, I think it should be a really special moment.
It should. That's in the script on this unscripted reality show.
Now, I know we all
Al, now you're coming on board.
I know we all hate Ari right now, so Chris Harrison... Who wanted us all to know that he's also getting a lot of hate online. He spent the whole episode telling us that.
I'm telling you, though, last night, for the first time, I started softening towards Chris Harrison because I've had a beef with him for a long time. It's very one-sided beef. Chris Harrison doesn't care about it or not, but he lied to us. But now I'm like, I really was kind of digging Chris Harrison last night.
He's not a bad dude.
He handled it because I know he likes all these people, but he's even like, this is ridiculous.
It is.
You can see it. His job, too. You know what I mean? It's just his job.
I love that he went at Lauren and said, hey, why don't you tell us, list the things you like about Ari?
You know, a lot of people are angry right now.
Yes.
And a lot of people are angry at Ari. So
Tell us, what do you love about it? What is it that a lot of people aren't seeing right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
So,
yeah, man.
Well, obviously, I think he's great, but obviously. The one thing that is present right now to me is just his bravery and his honesty, and I think that he did an amazing job at handling this whole thing, and he couldn't have gone about it in a more respectful way.
What?
And
it is it,
I'm really proud of him.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask, do you trust this man with your heart?
Absolutely.
Do you think you trust this is real and it's going to last?
Absolutely.
We need to start the hashtag, Lauren watched the episode.
Yeah, whatever. You know, what she gets what she... I love it when she sat down on the couch and Chris Harrison said, Lauren, I have no idea what's going on in your head right now. She said, me neither. Did you see that? She said that.
Me neither.
Me neither.
The thing is, I wouldn't be surprised if this was all staged. Like, she knew all along that this was going to happen.
No.
That's why she hasn't watched it. That's why, that's why she's not angry at him.
Her tears were real.
They all, like, had this thing.
No.
I don't think that, but it's...
I'm cynical, and I don't believe that.
You know, certain parts are put together, and they, you know, the producers do, hey, do this, do that. And they may have even gone as far as to say, okay, Ari, if you'll do this breakup on TV, then...
He approached them. Even Becca M. called out, and they all cleared
even
that
Chris
up.
Chris Harrison.
And they all said this was Ari's choice to do that.
Because the like Chris Harrison said, he's getting death threats because they think they're the ones that planned all it. Ari wanted to do it all on TV.
Becca said the same thing.
Ari's
too,
the one that, he wanted to make sure that Lauren would go back to him. He was the one that said, I want to hit her up before I break up with Becca.
He thought it would make him look honorable. He thought in his twisted little, you know, he's caught in this reality bubble. He thought it was going to make him look good.
Yeah.
His ex-girlfriend called him, and we talked about this yesterday. His ex-girlfriend went on Twitter last year because Sean Lowe was saying Ari would be a great bachelor, and his ex even said, yeah, until it comes down to just choosing one. Which means he has those issues when it comes
to
commitment.
The best news is, and please correct me if I'm wrong, next Monday and Tuesday, there's no Bachelor.
No, that's done.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, the Bachelorette officially started last night because they did that thing again where they brought out random guys and made them meet live on TV.
Oh, really?
They only had like 5 or 10 minutes to do it, and it was 5 or 10 minutes too long.
Yeah.
It was just, the first guy came out, and he would not stop talking. He was great at first. He had a little British accent or whatever. I guess he's British. I get those foreign countries mixed up sometimes, but it sounded British to me. Somebody's gonna call up and say, no, he's from New Zealand. I don't know.
Whatever.
But he was trying until he just wouldn't stop talking.
I've met girls like that. They're just great, start talking, but they won't stop talking.
But you know, it's fine. It's fine. I'll watch The Bachelorette, and maybe I'll get more into live tweeting because it is fun to do it with people.
Well, now that you got on Good Morning America,
hey,
I mean,
I'm excited. I can't wait to find out which one
they
use.
Someone said you tweeted this is classless.
Oh, is that the one they use?
I did say one about classless.
That's what they said.
It might have been the one about classless. It might have been the one about booking her in the coach seat, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
Go in the middle seat.
It was to do this on camera is classless, which was what all the other girls said as well. It's just why. And they threw him under that bus, man. Bachelor, the girls, they said it was all Ari's idea. And you know the Bachelor would have kept it quiet if they had something.
I love how passionate you get.
You should have seen it last night. Those girls were really passionate.
They were so passionate.
Yeah.
And did you see Kendall weeping?
No.
So they're out there revealing all this stuff. And Kendall leaned, and she was second runner-up.
Yeah.
The third place girl?
She should be relieved she didn't have to go through this on national TV, because he would have pulled the same stunt no matter who he picked.
Maybe, since everybody does love Becca Martinez, maybe she'll be the Dancing with the Stars.
She should.
I hope so. I hope whatever she does, I hope she's got the right people around her, because her star is so bright.
She
is a superstar in the making.
100%.
She could be an actress or a television correspondent. She's just great on
camera. She's a tiny little bit of nothing. And I don't mean bit of nothing. She's just a tiny little thing.
Yeah.
And
if you follow her
on her social media, she does all these beautiful desert. I'm going to be a model now or something. It's just, she's adorable.
I love her. Yeah.
And Ari had and Lauren, like Kelly said, did get that proposal. This is what it sounded like. Hear all the cheers.
I'm ready to face this life with you.
Oh, yeah.
And all that comes with it, the good and the bad. I love you so much.
Nobody cares.
And I want to do this in front of everyone. Becca. Because I want to show you that I should have done this a long time ago.
Y'all hate him. Sit in there. The smattering.
Lauren.
That's our family.
This is the real attorney. Will you marry me?
definitely.
Is that the most sad applause?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm like, who is being paid to hoot and holler? Cut over to his and her families.
Yeah, it was
The only two. They're the only people that are.
Two people. We isolated. We isolated the clapping microphone in the studio. There it is. Because if you heard what it sounded like when Becca came out, yeah, it was...
He just used it from the golf tournament.
Yeah, it was from the golf tournament.
It was.
Oh, awful. Man. Well, we wish them...
Something.
We wish them.
Hey, you know what?
Wish them well.
You know, I hate to say it. I sat through that boring season.
It was five...
The last two nights were...
5 hours. Last two nights was 5 hours.
I had people... They were posting it on Instagram. Guys that make fun of me for watching, they were posting stuff about watching these last two episodes.
Yeah.
Well done, Bachelor. You got the last two right, apparently.
You got us.
But it was made Ari look like an awful human.
Next Monday, happy hour, dog.
Happy hour time.
We can go out and celebrate.
Hey, let's give away these tickets. How about that? Kid Nation, we want to send you to Taylor Swift's first show in Phoenix, which is where Ari lives, I think.
All right.
Maybe you'll run into him and Lauren. We played you a montage, and somebody wrote me and said, a montage is usually a clip of movies. No, it's not. It's also music, okay?
It has to be.
It could be just a collection of things put together.
Yeah.
So don't correct us.
We're a montage. We're a montage of people
exactly.
On the radio.
All right. So we played you that montage. All you got to do is tell us the songs on that montage, and you can be on your way. Let's get our first contestant on the line. Hi, Jessica.
Hey.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, we want to give you some really awful seats right now to Taylor Swift's first show, but you could get upgraded, okay? Are you ready?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, here's the Taylor Swift montage. Crimson red paint on my lips, baby. Like if I want to get into the show, can you tell us those three songs?
Okay, I'm a little unsure about the first one. So the second one is Wildest Dreams, and then the last one is Gorgeous.
Gotta guess the first one,
though. Yeah, you gotta have the first one, too.
Endgame.
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 So say all three again, please.
Okay, Endgame, Wildest Dreams, and Gorgeous.
That is incorrect, Jessica. Those are Taylor Swift songs, but
I'm so
not
sorry,
the ones
babe.
We have in the montage. I'm sorry, Jessica. Thank you for playing. Let's move on here to our next contestant.
This one,
Maricela.
Yes.
Shout out. How you doing this morning?
We are great. We're like freaking out right now.
You're freaking out? Okay, don't freak out too much because you're still going to have to guess. Here's that montage for you. What three songs are those, Maricela?
I Did Something Bad, Ready For It, and Endgame.
I Did Something Bad, Ready For It, Endgame. Girl, pack your bags!
Yes!
You going to Phoenix!
Yay!
You see Ari and Lauren?
Oh my God. Little girl is fine.
Are you taking your little girl? What's your little girl's name?
Of course, Gabriella.
Gabriella, you're going with your mommy to see Taylor Swift's first show on the Reputation World Tour. How cool is that?
Oh my God. I'm excited.
Oh, you guys are going to have a big...
Can we talk to her? Can we talk to Gabriella?
Hi, Gabriella. How you doing?
I'm
so excited. I know. I get it, girl. I'd be crying, too.
Yeah.
You'd be crying. I love you guys.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Love you, Gabriella. Oh.
Do you love Taylor? What's your favorite song?
Endgame.
Endgame.
Endgame's a good one.
That was in the montage that won you the ticket.
Yep.
You're going to have so much fun. Not only are you going to get tickets, but you're getting a cool trip with your mom. You guys are going to get to travel together.
What are you going to wear?
I don't know. Probably my Reputation shirt.
That's a good one.
How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
Aww, I'm so happy
so
for you.
So well spoken and everything.
Oh, sweet. What school do you go to, babe? Not that I would know. I don't know why I even asked that.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I'm so happy for you.
Is this the first time you've cried about winning something?
Well, I got some tickets for Christmas, but I'm going twice, I guess.
Yes, you are.
My God.
You know what? This is even better because you're going to the first show on the tour.
And you guys won it.
And my mom gets to go with me?
Yeah, that's the main thing. You and mommy get to go together.
We're so happy for you. Congratulations.
Now, here's the thing. You tell your mom that you guys definitely got tickets to the show. They are nosebleed seats as of now. But tomorrow, you guys are going to battle our winner from yesterday in a Taylor Swift off. And the winner is going to get upgraded to some really good seats, okay?
Okay.
All right, so get studying. Start studying your Taylor Swift, but I'm pretty sure you're going to do just fine, okay?
Okay.
All right. You hold on for a second. It was a pleasure talking to you. I'm so happy you and your mom won, okay, Gabriella?
Happy tears.
Thank you.
All right, hold on for us. Don't hang up. We got to set you up with your tickets.
Sounds so cute.
All right, we had two really good winners.
Yeah.
So now we're going to have to figure out which one's going to get those upgrades. We'll do that tomorrow.
Cool.
Battle it out.
That was awesome.
What a great winner.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Time for Whatever Wednesday, Kid Nation. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEKIN.
You can call us with whatever topic you want to talk about. We did throw one your way because Jenna does want to find a fella, a gentleman, a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm open to it.
She's open to it.
I'm not, like, searching all day, all night.
Her favorite spots to look for guys right now are the store and the gym.
The grocery store, the market.
So,
or the workout class.
Walking it out, yeah.
Advice on how to approach those guys or how she should do it, because we have been telling girls, hey, if you see a guy you want, just go get him.
The hard part at all of those places that I'm always looking my worst.
Right.
So maybe that's my realist, but it's normally sweaty at the gym or post-gym at the grocery store.
Make you feel better as a guy, we know that that's your gym.
Yes.
That's your gym look and that you're
going to
look
like
different.
That.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, because that's how I look 99% of the time.
Right.
But when we don't take advantage of those moments, we're always like, dang, why didn't I say something? Why didn't I say something? You know?
Exactly. You're kicking
yourself afterwards.
But Hope has some advice for you. Hi, Hope.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing great. You have some great pickup lines or something to do for Jenna?
I do. Okay. From one intimidating woman to another.
Uh-huh.
Take two water bottles to the gym, and after the workout, walk up to them and say, hey, would you like a bottle of water? Because you look hot.
Oh. Hey!
Oh, hey now.
All right.
Forward. As a dude, I would like that pickup line.
See?
That's a
and
good
if he
one.
Doesn't... If he doesn't like you in your natural state, he's not worth your time anyway.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
There you go. Yeah. I like that. Great advice, Hope.
Thank you.
Hope you got a man right now?
I am married, happily.
Oh, sorry, Al. I was looking out for my dude, Big Al.
Yeah. Well, you're looking hot, Hope.
Thank you, Hope. Yeah, that's actually a great idea, Jenna. We have one here on the text. Hi, Jenna. I met my husband at the gym. I had a similar situation where guys don't talk to me because I was always in the workout zone mode.
Yeah.
But I walked up to my husband after a workout, and I asked him what he does for fun around town, and then asked him out. Our first date was working out, and then we had dinner.
I love the workout date.
Yeah, I guess just the...
That's what I want to do with someone anyway.
There you go. So you could follow her advice, and you'd be all set and married within a year.
Yeah, maybe 6 months.
Well, maybe. I mean, you know, my last relationship I approached at the gym.
That's true.
But I'm fine with that. I don't think that means I can't do it again.
Yeah, it'll happen. Javier!
Hey, what's up, man? Javi from Fort Worth.
Hey.
What's up, Javi?
What's up, brother?
Shout out, buddy. So,
hey, big shout out to y'all. Hey, I want to know where do I apply for your job, because you're going to go to Blue's Clues. So I'm Mexican. I'm a DJ. I announce. So tell me where I go.
Right here. ZipRecruiter.com, sir, is where I would recommend.
Oh, you Mexican.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that getting a job on ZipRecruiter, 80% of employers get an employee on their email the next day?
I guess we need to put our job opening on ZipRecruiter.
If I get the Blue's Clues job, I guess that's what George would do.
Why wait?
It's probably the smartest way to hire,
still here.
Dude. I'm telling you. They take your position that you have available, they post that job to over 100 job sites and social media.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I have used them in the past. This is the way to post a job and the way to find a job, JC.
And if you're qualified, Javi, that you'll pop right up for George to see our boss, and then you'll get that job in no time, sir.
Yep, I recommend.
Hey, I'm down. Big shout out to y'all. Want to give big shout out to all my coworkers, Lily, Jessica at Marsh Middle School here in Fort Worth.
Shout out Marshmallow. Yes,
we've never had shout outs in the middle of a commercial before.
Yeah.
Please go to ZipRecruiter.com/KIDD to try ZipRecruiter out for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/KIDD.
Boom,
Javi. We appreciate you calling, sir.
And dude,
thank you for having me.
If I do get this job with Blue's Clues, I will definitely let you fill in for me, man.
Go on Facebook, like my page.
Take care.
Getting that plug.
My man.
I like Javi. He's a cool dude. Oh, you want some advice from a dude, Jenna?
I'd love advice from a dude.
This is Brandon. Hi, Brandon.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
Hi.
What would you think Jenna needs to do to get the guy?
Just go up and talk to him. It doesn't matter if you're sweaty. Now, if you're out at a movie or something like that and you see a cute guy and you go up and talk to him and you're sweaty, then that might be a problem.
I like you, man.
What exactly, though? What would be the nice thing to say if I went up to a guy?
See, this is where girls have it easier. Because you're a pretty girl, it does not matter what you say. He's probably not even going to hear the first thing you say.
You're 100% so right. All you have to say is...
He's just going to be looking at your boobs anyway.
Yeah, you could probably say you look cute and you're set.
Al. Great, Al. I'm glad that's what I am.
What, boobs? No, that's just what Al looks like. No, most guys will look
and
you in the
what
eye.
What about when I have a sweatshirt on?
Yeah. Sports bras are all mashed up.
They'll still look. That's what happened. Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, I wore a long sleeve shirt.
Hey, Kelly, from the text, how'd your physical go?
Oh, you know what? It was fine. The first time I had one many years ago, we're married. To do the responsible thing, you have to get life insurance.
Yeah.
And when I was a single mom, I got life insurance when my daughter was just a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And a man came to my home. I had to take off my blouse, lie down on the couch.
Whoa, hey now.
And he hooked up the EKG things to me.
Whoa.
Thankfully, my nanny was there at the time, because if that was just me and that, I would have had an issue. I would have not been down with that.
You sure
so my
doctor?
Nanny was there and was in the room. Well, he was working for the company.
Yeah.
But this time around, I didn't have to do that. It was
really?
A lovely lady who's a listener of the show.
Oh, hey. Uh-huh.
And she said, oh, Kelly, I've always wanted to send you a love letter to Kelly. I said, here I am.
Oh, did you do one so like right there on the spot?
I did a love letter to Kelly while she's drawing my blood.
What was her problem?
It's just a relationship of a year and where it's going. I don't want to share all of her business, but I think I gave her some really great advice, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
And she was taking my pulse and she said, wow, you must work out a lot. I was like, yeah, right. But my pulse apparently is very athletic. And I always have low blood pressure. Every time I get my blood pressure taken, they always look at me. Is your blood pressure always this low? Like they're concerned.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, it's all. I just have low blood pressure.
Uh-huh.
I always have a low body temperature and low blood pressure. It's just a little bit low. So that's good.
You also like a reptile.
So if you see Kelly out and about, that's what I'm getting from this conversation. If you see Kelly out and about, please vomit your love problem to her.
I'm fine with it. If people ask me, I am happy. I don't just walk up to people and start telling them how to live their lives.
Right.
People get mad at me for giving love advice. I'm like, these people are asking me.
All right. Yeah.
I'm not just going around for no reason. You need to dump him. They ask me, and then I say, you need to dump him.
Do they ask you if you smoke and everything?
Yes. They ask me if
did
I...
Did you lie?
No, I didn't lie. I don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot we're on the radio.
Did you tell him about Two Drink Kelly?
Yeah.
No, that didn't come up.
Did you tell him about your drug habits?
But I had to weigh. I was actually a little better than I thought I was going to be.
They weighed you?
How much?
Yes, they weigh you. They have to
weigh. Oh, yeah.
Telling you. Weight and blood pressure. That was it. And the blood draw, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, good deal.
At your own house, they could do all that.
Yeah, they come to
that's
you
cool.
When you do life insurance. Yeah.
What's up, Lewis?
Hey, what's going on, JC? How are you doing today?
Doing great. Welcome
what's
to
Kelly?
Hey.
And Big Al's here, too.
How you doing?
Hey, Lewis.
Yeah. Hey, Big Al.
My man. How you doing,
hi.
Bro?
I'm kind of nervous talking to Jenna.
Oh,
hey. She's intimidating.
Oh, my gosh. Don't say that. No, I'm not.
No,
I'm
no,
so
no, you're not. No, you're not. You're a beautiful young lady.
Thank you.
And Kelly, man, you're gorgeous as well.
Aw, thank you.
That was very, that was
JC,
very good.
Here's a question
bro.
For you, man.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
How do I think?
Being such a role model, not just to Hispanics, not just to the brown side, but to Mexicans everywhere. Because my teenage daughter and her classmates at high school, they listen to all of you at the radio station, and everybody in her classroom says, "Man, we love JC. He's
aww.
A role model to us." So, how do you feel about that?
How do you feel, JC?
That means the world to me, because as kids, we always look up to people,
yeah.
And you dream of being that person that people look up to. And look, in high school, I don't know if I was the most popular person in the world, and
right.
You want to, but the fact that they look at me that's cool, man. That tell her that I love her for that, and that's one of those dreams that I never thought I would achieve, because we sit here in the studio with each other, so... To hear that we actually are affecting people outside of the studio and that it's making a difference in the way they think.
People are listening sometimes. I mean, I just sit here talking to y'all. I really do. Y'all know I do because I wouldn't say some of this stuff in public.
What's your daughter's name?
Diana.
Diana. Hey, Diana.
Hey, Diana.
I look up to you for looking up.
Yeah, shout out to Jacksonville, Texas.
Shout out, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you for that call.
Very nice call, sir. Thank you, man. Yeah, appreciate you being a part of the family.
There you go. Look what I can do. Look at my underwear. Look at my butt.
That's what they're looking up to right there. Say it again, Trey.
I forget how dumb our job is. Look what I can do. Yeah. Look at my underwear. Look at my butt.
See? Blue's Clues. I hope the audition people are listening.
They're not listening.
Kids love butt humor.
Yeah. That's all we talk about in my house.
You can find a way to do classy butt humor. You're in.
They are selling these toys, by the way. And my son just got one.
What?
It's all about poop and pee.
That's what kids love.
That's the toys.
Poop and pee toys? Yeah.
And they have funny names. Like, the magician one is Pooini.
The great Pooini?
Yeah. And then they have these two, that agent number one, and it's a pee. And agent number two, and it's a poo.
Aw.
That's the kind of toys they're selling.
Right.
And my kid loves it.
Wow. All right.
No, I'm telling you, that's poo humor.
I'm telling you, that's great.
From Cam on the text, whatever happened to that bike Big Al bought that pedaled for him or had a motor or something?
Oh.
You rode it to work.
I rode it to work on National Ride Your Bike to Work Day.
Can't believe it's a bicycle with a motor.
And I didn't buy it. They gave it to me to ride on National Ride Your Bike to Work Day. I rode it and I tried to sneak it home, but they caught me and I had to give it back.
Oh, you didn't get to keep it?
No, they just keep that one. I have four bikes, including the stationary bike that I bought from Kelly. I have not ridden a bike in 2 years. I have four bikes.
Dust it off. Get back out there.
Do you still have your moped?
That was the moped you're talking about.
The Queen Latifah one.
Latifah sign.
Oh, yes. No, I don't. I sold it. I sold it on 5 Mile.
Oh, okay. On 5 Mile?
Yeah.
I need to get on that. My buddy just got on this dog walking app. He's making good money.
But walking I do have dogs. A scooter if you need to buy one. I do have a scooter that doesn't run. I'll sell it for a couple $100.
Nah, I'm good.
A scooter that doesn't run, $200.
It's probably very simple to fix. This is a scooter I bought for my employee that was so good. He came to work. He rode his bike to work. So I bought him a scooter.
Yeah.
Then he stopped coming to work.
Why?
Because he's an idiot.
Is that the one that showed up and said...
I used the word earlier and I took it back. It's not a nice thing to call someone. I'm sorry. And Al, sorry too.
I'm sorry.
Is that the guy that came to work and said, because I'm high?
No, that was a different guy.
Oh, okay.
That was a different idiot.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, no. They teach you as a young man, you need to respect your mama and your grandmama.
Oh, heck yeah.
And this dude did not respect his grandma.
It's time for Tidbit News.
If there's one way you want to trick your grandma into doing something for you, make her think you're going to call her more often. Right?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
That's the trick a lot of guys use. But you usually want to, we want to get a video game or a shirt or something. Well, guy named Cody Clements, he's in prison in Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, he asked his sweet 68-year-old grandma, Sarah Griffin.
Oh, Grandma Sarah.
To Grandma, smuggle me a cell phone.
Smuggle me a cell phone.
So I can call you. You know?
Oh my goodness.
I want to call you, Grandma. I can't call you when I'm in prison.
Smuggle me a cell phone.
So he had a friend give her a bag of Doritos with a cell phone inside. And all she had to do was pass him that bag of Doritos. And you know what Grandma's going to do? Anything for her beautiful grandson.
Well.
But a guard saw the exchange, asked to look in the bag. Turns out there wasn't a cell phone inside that bag. It was a bunch of just meth. Ecstasy.
A bunch of meth.
Heroin.
What?
Painkillers, all wrapped in electrical tape.
He used his grandma as a mule?
Oh, my God.
Sarah told the guards she didn't know she was smuggling drugs. She thought she was just bringing her grandson a cell phone so he could call her at night.
Please tell me grandma didn't get put in jail.
Well.
Oh, no.
Sweet grandma is facing jail time.
Oh, no.
In fact, she's in jail now.
Mm.
She's got contraband charged. What could...
Lead up to
6 years in prison for grandma.
Hey, grandma could be lying to cover her rear end.
That's true.
Meanwhile,
there are some grandmas out there.
Oh, I'm watching Orange is the New Black. They got like eight old women on there to be kicking butt.
I know, you probably think that. But if I showed you the picture of the grandma.
I don't know.
That's the kind of grandma that doesn't know. She just literally thought it was a cell phone.
Looks can be deceiving, Jason.
An easy smuggle of the cell phone so she could talk to her.
Never judge a book by its cover, even if it's a grandmama.
She didn't know. She thought it was a cell phone.
No way she brought all that in thinking that was a phone.
It was in a Doritos bag, as they told her.
Was it like the fun size bag?
I don't know what size bag it was, but it was a nice, probably regular 99-cent Doritos bag. Mm. She thought it was just going to be a cell phone in there. But no.
Lesson learned.
Poor grandma. Poor grandma.
I got my grandmother arrested. Oh, my God.
Oh, there's many people that have gotten grandma arrested.
Oh, call us now if you got your grandmother arrested.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.